It's come to this, our final show. And my final talk show for WWIB and WOGO Radio. We just closed off with our final talk broadcast on 103.7 FM, WWIB and WIB.com. A great hour. Thanks to Republican State Senator Terry Moulton for joining us for part of it. And also Matt Selvig, the Gordy's guru, with whom I had the privilege of co-hosting a morning show for more than 7 years on WWIB and WIB.com. We did our share of sports broadcasts here on WOGO as well. So now, this second hour of live local talk from Stewards of Sound Incorporated, which is in its sixth year, comes to its final show. I'll hang it up. We'll turn it over to Dennis Prager from 11 to 1 tomorrow, and that'll be a treat for you. But Brian Westrate, my friend, who's the chair of the Republican Party 3rd Congressional District, one of my favorite guys to talk politics with, also a brother in the Lord, I've invited him to be with me throughout the hour, as long as his business allows him to. And, Brian, thanks for joining me.
Hey, thank you for having me, Mark.
All right. You gave a call yesterday during our show, and I thought, hey, I'd love to have this on. And you've been a guest who's been available many times, coming back from the Republican convention out of Chicago and other times. And so we'll maybe start with a little bit of politics, but carrying this over from the last hour, because the whole time we've done Homepage has been kind of this crazy scenario where it is the second hour of the show, but it is on a different station. So some people, I've been told, follow us from WWIB and WIB.com, and then others are listening between Laura Ingraham and Dennis Prager. So nonetheless, you love talk radio. You listen to a lot. Well, I don't know. How much do you love talk radio? I don't want to speak for you.
Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you. In terms of talk radio, in terms of this show, what you've heard,
yeah,
what we do.
Well, you're right. No, you mentioned something about carrot. No, I absolutely. It's interesting. I grew up listening to NPR, WPR with my dad. He used to say, friends don't let friends listen to music. And
that's a good line.
88.3 WHWC Menominee, Eau Claire, with talk about issues that matter to you.
Right.
And then the talk radio revolution happened when I was a tyke, to a certain, 10, 11, 12 years old. I started listening to Rush Limbaugh. I remember watching the Rush Limbaugh show on late night TV back when it was on.
Pretty short-lived, but yeah.
Yep, short-lived. I have been interested in politics my whole life, and I kind of happened to be able to grow up during the boom again of the radio talk show era, and at the same time that my father, that we listened to talk radio, he didn't watch television. I mean, my parents got divorced when I was three. My mom had a TV, but my dad never did, and my mom didn't have cable anyway. So, I'm one of those kids that grew up with the 19-inch TV that you had to hit on the top of it to get the vertical hold to come back in.
Okay.
And then coming out of college, my wife and I got married in 2000. Right after school, and we decided to live the first year of our lives without a television, and we've never gone back.
Mm.
We have a TV screen. We have I have a 60-inch monitor essentially that I can watch Netflix or Amazon or whatever on. But we don't. We're just not a TV family. And I've always been a radio guy. I mean, as a result of that, I bought a 1939 Philco radio at a garage sale. To put into our center of our living room in a townhome at the time, because that's where the TV usually goes, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have to have something there. And I got it fixed up by a veteran in Toma, so now, I can get Kazakhstan on that thing. Radio to me, it harkens back to an era where you had to use your imagination to see what was being described to you, and where people had to use language in a much more effective way. Our parents, grandparents grew up listening to the Lone Ranger and Dragnet and the Green Hornet and Sergeant Preston on the radios, and each kid had a different idea of what Sergeant Preston looked like, and it just feels like, I think, radio continues to be really a unique method of communication, and so I'm a big fan of talk radio. I honestly, Mark, other than my morning show here in Eau Claire and then listening to you, I just don't listen to talk radio much anymore.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, one of the best calls we got in the last hour, I couldn't be more grateful. Thank you to everybody who called, and people can still email mark@wogo.com, both on the station. They took my picture early this morning, Caleb Swenson, and they posted it on the WIB Facebook page. saying this is it, one last day and two more talk shows, front page, homepage. And I think that's and then I shared it on my page. And so different reactions there. But I really appreciated this from Jack the Liberal. And you've heard him call on other stations in the Chippewa Valley. And we've had our disagreements on WIB and WOGO. But, you know, somewhere along, he had nothing but kind words to say today. And if I could actually capture, if I can go back and capture the audio because the hour was recorded and bring it to you, I may do that. Because basically he said, you know, my whole thing is, like, I don't call people an idiot. Like, I understand Rush Limbaugh is the most listened to host, and I understand Sean Hannity second. And there's a lot of times I'm like, I really disagree with Hannity. But, you know, he's got more success than I've had from a worldly standpoint. But the bottom line is like, when he calls people names and stuff, I'm like, I just am not into that. I'm like, that doesn't – Francis Schaeffer is a great role model. And when he would disagree with people, he wouldn't necessarily name them. He might disagree with the idea. And then also, it just doesn't make any sense. I mean, right when Jesus talked about anger, he's like, if you know, call your brother a name, you know, you're guilty of this. And so it's just like you undercut your argument. And a lot of times, I got to say, you know, like Jim Wallace – I know he's more center-left politically, right, and with Sojourners for many years. But at least the way he carries himself, you got to respect it. And what I said in the last hour to Jack, and I say again here, is that Mike Huckabee in 2008, he said, I'm a conservative, but I'm not angry about it. And so, come on, conservatives. And this year, Brian, has just been, if there's ever a time to leave the country because I'm kind of tired of talking politics, this is the year. So
yeah, the irony is not lost in anyone who listens to other talk show radio in this town that Jack would commend somebody for being nice, because Jack, I think he's run out of names to call me, actually. I think fascist was the one he called me the other day.
Okay.
But you're absolutely right. I mean, it's especially in social media, it's really troubling to me, because you know, I'll post something, right, that I think is at least relatively well thought out, or and that'll challenge an idea, okay? Challenge an idea. And usually an idea is connected to an individual because some public entity, some public individual has espoused an idea. But then you deal with the idea, and literally within, you know, two or three posts, you'll have somebody calling the person that either agreed or disagreed with the idea ignorant, or a low-information voter, or an idiot. And it's just, it's so troubling, because and maybe it's just because I've been doing this long enough that, I mean, maybe 10 years ago, I would have called people an idiot. Okay? I mean, maybe it's only because I've had a 10-year maturation process where I've been able to see more of how the sausage is made, and how really the bakers, the cooks making the sausage, none of them are bad people. They're just disagreeing on the ingredients on how to get the best tasting sausage, right? So, Barack Obama, I don't think he's an evil guy. I don't think Hillary is an evil individual. I think she's corrupt, okay? And I think her ideology is corrupt. But use absolutist terms. I strongly encourage people when I talk to them as individuals, stop talking about the individual and keep talking about the idea. I mean, it's to me, it's the proof of a poor argument or a poorly reasoned ideology that when challenged, you decide to attack the person challenging you instead of.
Well, I mean, the problem is, though, I mean, the guy who won the Republican nomination, I mean, Donald Trump, I mean, come on now. He violated that lots of times, right? So.
Oh, with no question. I mean, look, you and I have been around this Mulberry Bush. I mean, if I had a DeLorean that ran on a food processor, I would go back and try and change who our nominee is, okay? But I don't.
Right.
The people spoke. He was elected. And in an interesting bit twist of history, he actually won in a transparent, upfront, truly democratic process, whereas Hillary Clinton was chosen by the party elites and through malfeasance and collusion with the party. Look, I didn't vote for him in the primary, but I look forward to voting for him on November 8th because, again, he much more closely aligns with my understanding of what's likely to result in limited government and maximum personal liberty. I mean, it's as simple as that. This is a binary choice.
Yeah. Which explain the I hear that. Explain what that means.
It means that there are two choices. Since the second presidential election in this country, there have been two political parties. And the name of those parties has changed, but generally speaking, the ideology has not. You have had those politicians who believe that government has a greater, should have a greater, and has a legitimate role in directing your daily life. And then you have those politicians and people who believe that you should, to the maximum possible extent, the government should only do those things that cannot be done by the people themselves, and that the government should leave you alone. And so since the second presidential election, there have been two choices. There have been occasional interlopers, the Bull Moose Party with Teddy Roosevelt, the whatever Ross Perot's party was. It wasn't the Constitution Party, but the Voters' Choice Party, whatever, in 1992. And in both cases, they got an infinitesimal, really, percentage, I mean, a meaningless, in the end, percentage of the vote. But we've been a two-party system. So what a binary choice means is, on November 8th, the two viable candidates, they'll be Jill Stein and Gary Johnson, will also be on the ballot, but the two viable candidates will be the Democrat and the Republican, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And so if you are a presidential voter, okay, if you are a voter, someone who usually votes in the presidential election cycle, and you are a conservative, to say that you're not going to vote for Donald Trump is, in fact, support of Hillary. Now, the reason it's that is because this is not a case where inaction means inaction. Inaction is still action, because if Mark votes for Hillary and Brian votes for Donald, we have canceled each other out. Mark is a Democrat voter. He would almost always vote for the Democrat presidential candidate. Brian is a Republican voter, almost always votes, or has always voted for the Republican presidential candidate. If Brian sits this one out, then Mark's vote for Hillary doesn't get countered by a vote for Trump.
Yeah.
And so that's why it's not, I think these people who say, well, not voting is not the same thing as supporting Hillary. Well, yes, it is, because this is a mathematical equation.
I'll have you know that there are three other names on the ballot we found out yesterday, and they are not household names. Daryl Castle of the Constitution Party, Rocky Roque de la Fuente of the American Delta Party, and Monica Moorhead of the Workers' World Party. We'll take a break and come back with more on the final homepage broadcast. 2 hours of Dennis Prager comes your way starting tomorrow on FM 103.1, AM 680, and Wogo.com.
The warmer, longer days of summer season give us more time and more comfortable conditions to get projects done. Badger Steel in Rice Lake is always ready to help with all types of steel. Whether you're repairing buildings and machinery, fixing fences and equipment on the farm, building or repairing a trailer or dock, or creating a magnificent sculpture for all to see, Badger Steel has what you need. From steel to trailer parts and accessories, shop Badger Steel and Fabricating on Pioneer Avenue, Rice Lake.
When you're thinking about a high-visibility, easy-to-find office space for your business, consider the Communication Center on Business Highway 53-124 across from Farm and Fleet. Right now, WWIBWOGO has space for rent with four private offices, conference room, and reception area. This first-floor, 2,000-square-foot office area has great access to Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Lake Halley, and it includes so much more. For details, call 715-723-1037 or go to WWIB.com or text the word RENT to 77,000 for a link to our website.
Advertise on News Talk Sports 680. Call 723-1037.
All right, our final homepage, another 40-plus minutes. Brian Westray, chair of the Republican Party, 3rd Congressional District, an area businessman, a center-right, faith-based conservative like myself, sharing the final show with me. And your questions and comments, welcome along the way. My wife and I, with our four kids, ages 11 to 16, off to Liberia, West Africa for 9 months. We leave on Saturday. We fly out of the cities about 12:30. So that's kind of the story there. And we're still working in a little of a political conversation along the way. So, there you go, Brian. Seven names on the ballot to choose from. But I'm with you. It's a binary choice. One of those two will be the president-elect. What about some of these latest developments in the Trump campaign in terms of, I guess, most notably, we get the immigration speech today, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, this is something that I think those of us who have been watching have suspected, which was...
Jason Riley's column in the Wall Street Journal today, one of the top columns of Real Clear Politics, Trump's immigration shift is a winner, he says. He says the older whites cheering for walls and deportation don't represent most of the GOP, let alone the country?
Well, I always find it fascinating when people make, very authoritatively make statements like that that cannot be proven or even anecdotally so. But that being said, I think he is right that it's a winner, okay? I think that even those people who cheer for the concept of a quote-unquote wall and cheer for the concept of deporting 12 million people don't really mean that. And I think, you know, you could hear it. Donald Trump had a town hall, I think, with Sean Hannity, and Donald himself asked the people in the room, you know, who wants to deport all 12, and there's like one guy. And then he said, who wants to make sure that we absolutely deport any criminals and that we, you know, make people go through a legitimate background check, get to the back of the line, and that they can't have citizenship, and the crowd went wild. I mean, that, you know, we are in this stage of an election where these candidates have to give us specifics on how they would do what they have bombastically claimed from the podium. And that's what Donald is doing, and I think he's doing it right. I am a hawk on immigration, okay? But, for instance, Mark, the idea of building a wall along the southern border, well, most of the southern border is on the Rio Grande River, okay? How are the wild turkeys or deer going to drink if there's a wall between them and the water? Or how about all of the thousands, tens of thousands of heads of cattle?
I'm not opposed to the flex. The only thing is that it carried him, when you and I were Rubio, it carried him so far. I mean, and people tried to raise this then, and it was just run over like under a tank.
Well, and it's, you know, and to a certain extent, I feel like, you know, doing one of those mid-80s colloquialisms, nadoy, or duh. I mean, so a politician is going to refine their positions over time? Like, the shocker, right? I mean, why is anyone actually shocked by this?
Mm-hmm.
And really, the people being shocked by it are the people who did, in fact, go and vote for the very first time in a primary election. I mean, these are people that this is the first election they're actually paying attention to. And so these people are learning the lesson that you and I learned, you know, 30 years ago, which is, you probably shouldn't take anything a politician says as 100% true. you know, and so we saw this in 2008, the Tea Party groups, who, you know, these are people that they woke up the day after Barack Obama won his election and decided, oh, now I should pay attention to politics. And again, I applaud them, and I'm happy they're now part of the process. But this is the way it works. This is the way it works, you know, and I think that Donald Trump, he is absolutely modulating in the right direction, which is towards rational policies, as opposed to this notion that we can wave a magic wand and get everybody who is illegal to get onto a bus and send them back to, incidentally, tens of nations. I mean, it's not like they all go back to Mexico. I mean, many, many, many of them are from a lot of other countries. So I understand people's concern that he's modulating, but I'm glad that he is.
Yeah. All right, we've got 1123 homepage, WOGO, and it's my last day on the airwaves, so we're talking some about not only this show and front page that preceded it, but talk radio in general and the political scene. So if you want to join Brian and I in the discussion, you can at 723-2555, 1-800-657-4769, email mark at WOGO.com. A lot of comments on the WWIB Facebook page, as well as on my own. I want to be able to share that, plus different emails coming in, mark at WIB.com. But one more comment here, politically at least, and that is that Doug Schoen, he's a Democratic pollster. He's on the Democratic side. He's for Hillary Clinton. But again, I listen to talk radio. I am a talk radio junkie. I'm politics or sports, probably less on the sports side now than ever in my life. And I call politics competition that matters. And I appreciate and applaud you, Brian, beyond you love your family and you got a business. But, boy, it's a lot of unpaid or very minimally compensated hours, I believe, in the political realm. But stepping up there. Doug Schoen really stepped up yesterday, and he said, here's some advice to Trump, that here's the one word that even though Hillary's outspent him, she's got a better organization, he's still hanging around, and these latest polls show him closing. And he is making inroads with blacks and Hispanics, like it or not, and despite what everybody else may criticize. But I thought it was great because he said the one thing that matters, he said it's not, he said, it's not jobs, it's not even the terror. He said the one thing that matters is change, and that Trump needs to communicate that. And I thought it was right on. I thought that is what matters to the voters this year. That's why Trump is there. That people believed, who's going to go to D.C. and turn the table over? What do you think about that?
That is spot on. That is absolutely spot on. And you and I, and I mean, most of the people you've had on your show in the last 6 months have said the same thing, which is Donald Trump, in my opinion, and Bernie Sanders were both two sides of the same coin. They were proof that the American people, be they Republicans or Democrats, liberals or conservatives, are just absolutely fed up with a Washington, D.C. that does not work for the people. That doesn't work at all. I mean, literally, it's dysfunctional, but it doesn't work for the betterment of the people. And I think he's spot on that that's what Trump has to continue making clear, is that Hillary Clinton is literally another 4 years of Obama's failed policies, of liberal failed policies. She's another 4 years of really a record of failure going back to Lyndon Baines Johnson in the war on poverty, going back to Franklin Delano Roosevelt and the New Deal. That she is a continuation of everything that has made Washington, D.C. broken to this point. And that Donald Trump, despite the fact that what we do know about him, what we don't know about him, how he tweets, all the rest of it, but that Donald Trump is at least the possibility of something changing for the better in Washington, D.C., because it would be almost impossible for it to change for the worse.
And Brian, that was the Brad Thor, the best-selling author. He was persuaded by one of Hugh Hewitt's columns on the Supreme Court and the election recently, and that's where Hugh has been, hashtag never Hillary, but not never Trump. And so he and Dennis Prager, among our hosts here, who have indicated that. Certainly Larry Elder's been much on the Trump train. Michael Medved kind of holding out until the end, I guess, in terms of being official. He's trying the best he can from his standpoint, I guess, to be open-minded to Trump and in terms of respecting his conscience. But is what Brad Thor said after the Hugh Hewitt comment, again, he went from being never Trump to, he said, you know what, Hugh persuaded me, this election's for 4 years, but if you're replacing two or more justices on the Supreme Court, it's 30 or 40. It's down the line. It's that significant. And ultimately, he gave this example. He said, America has cancer, 3 months to live. And so what kind of cure are you looking for? He said, example, he didn't name names, but he said, you know what he was talking about. Example A, this would be Hillary Clinton, is not going to offer a fix to your cancer. But the second option he talked about, this is like going to Mexico, ironically, Trump doing that even today before his immigration speech. But the fact of the matter is that it's like going to Mexico and getting something that might not work, but it might. And so, and I thought that's what Newt Gingrich had said. He's been a big defender and proponent of Trump along the way, one of the more articulate voices there. And he said, you know, we don't know. I mean, Trump's a complete outsider. Maybe he bombs, but maybe he doesn't. And that's the chance. And some willing to take that risk and others not.
Yeah, I mean, to continue using the cancer analogy, which we probably shouldn't because it's, I mean, there are a lot of Americans suffering with that. But I mean, let's say it's the poison pill analogy.
But we have a troubled nation, and I thought it was a good one. But okay, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I mean, I understand, too. To continue the cancer analogy, you've got stage 5 pancreatic cancer on the left hand. Okay, that's Hillary Clinton. You have, you know, stage 1 prostate cancer on the other hand. Which are you going to choose? Okay, one, you're going to die. I mean, God bless you. Miracles do happen. God is in control. But scientifically speaking, almost no one survives stage 5 pancreatic cancer. Stage 1 prostate cancer, lots and lots and lots of people survive it. And so if you don't like Donald Trump, if you can't get on board actually supporting Trump, at least understand that on November 8th, you have a choice between what you have perceived to be two bad choices, one is demonstrably worse. I mean, demonstrably. And demonstrably, for those who don't know, demonstrably is a word that means can be demonstrated. And so, you know, I could take the rest of this hour demonstrating for people, proving factually why Hillary Clinton would be the worst choice, is the worst choice. And so, you know, I've said it before on air with you. Politics at its core is compromise. Not compromise of what we believe, not compromise of what we know to be true, but compromise of choosing between imperfect options. Until Jesus is on the ballot, you will always be choosing a fallen human being to help lead you. And so, given that, which one is more likely to result in policies and procedures in the America that we know we want to leave to our children? And in this choice, on November 8th, it's clear.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so Brian Westrate with us, the chair of the Republican Party, 3rd Congressional District, for one more segment. After that, you and I, me with you, the listeners, in the final moments here on WOGO as this show gets ready to go.
This is Paul back with Karen from Festival Foods. And Karen, so many people make comments about Festival's shopping experience. There's just something that makes it a little different from all the other stores.
Well, that's right. It really does feel different when you shop at Festival. And we know we get the big things right, our meat, seafood, days fresh or produce, dine at home deli. But what most people mention are those little things, you know, like the meat wrapped in freezer paper, our wide aisles, our clean store.
You know, one of the little things that I appreciate is that Festival has both green and ripe bananas, so I can get what I need for the entire week.
Oh, that's a good one. Some for now, some for later. You know, we also offer stamps at the service counter, free knife sharpening. Our bakery will bag just the right amount of buns for you. There's lots of little things that become big as part of your whole experience in our store.
Check out all the great sales this week at festfoods.com. Sales begin each Sunday in Eau Claire and La Crosse and on Wednesdays in Marshfield.
Festival Foods. It's time to take a walk again. Join us Saturday, September 17th at Owen Park in Eau Claire for the Apple Pregnancy Care Center's Walk for Life. This year we'll be celebrating Apple's 35th year of serving the Chippewa Valley. For more information, call 715-834-5254 or go to friendsofapple.org to register. It's easy, it's fun, and your participation matters. Last year, we had over 300 walkers. Join us Saturday, September 17th in Owen Park.
Talk Radio 680, WOG. And also on FM 103.1, our Wednesday weather for this last day of August. Sunny with a high near 76, north winds at 5 to 10. Clear tonight, lows around 52. Sunny and 72 on Thursday. Friday, sunny and a high near 75. Saturday, mostly sunny, high near 76. On Sunday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs topping out at 75.
Talk Radio 680, WOGO.
Do you like the vehicle you're driving in now? If you're looking for a used vehicle that includes two warranties, maintenance, and a Carfax vehicle history report, then check out the certified pre-owned vehicles at Marquardt Motors. Every certified pre-owned vehicle goes through a 172-point inspection by one of Marquardt's certified technicians. Each vehicle is backed by two zero-deductible warranties. This includes a 12-month, 12,000-mile bumper-to-bumper limited warranty and a 5-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Not to mention free standard maintenance for 2 years or 24,000 miles. This covers your oil changes, tire rotations, and vehicle inspections. Don't settle for less. Check out Marquardt's wide selection of certified pre-owned Chevy, Buick, and GMCs online. You will find more than 20 photos and a detailed description of each vehicle at MarquardtMotors.com or stop by. We're located off Business 53 between Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls.
All right, one more segment with Brian Westrate, the chair of the Republican Party, 3rd Congressional District. A great brother in the Lord, love talking politics with him. We see things very similarly. I don't know, he may be a little bit more libertarian than me, but anyhow, I'm a faith-based center-right conservative. You call yourself, didn't you call yourself a libertarian conservative?
I'm a small L libertarian Republican.
Yeah. All right, very good. So Carol has just messaged me. in Oliva, and she says, one last email to thank you for your most awesome and wonderful radio ministry and all that you've done to get people to look inward, think forward, and serve outward. It's just been a short 4 to 5 years since I've started listening to both the front page and homepage programs, but in this time, you've enlightened many with your commentary and guest interviews. How much I wish I would have started listening sooner. Enjoying this interview with Brian, and so appreciate the dialogue to encourage everyone how important our actions and inaction each day in our lives matters today and in the years to come. We'll continue to keep you, Peggy, and your beautiful family in our thoughts, hearts, and prayers. Your sister in Christ, Carol in Oliva. Thank you, Carol. That's great. Appreciate that.
Here to Carol. She very eloquently said what I think most of us are thinking, Mark. You mention it regularly, but I think what with all the humility we've come to expect from you, you don't acknowledge that you too have stepped out in faith, you know, on your radio show for the last 30 years, however long it's been you've been in radio, and with eloquence, with love, with humility, you've shared the truth here in the Chippewa Valley and beyond. And you share the truth about things that many, many Christians simply want to pretend don't exist and aren't part of God's plan, and that's politics. Politics and health. I mean, you touch on health and marriage and money. You touch on all of the issues that, Sally's grammar school tells you to stay away from in conversation. And you've done so with great integrity, when you stand before the judgment seat of Christ, after you've been judged and he's going through the things you did on earth that benefited the kingdom, your ministry on the radio is going to be a massive part of that, and I thank you for it.
Well, thank you, Brian. And, I think you touched on something there, and it's that things you're not supposed to talk about in polite company, politics and religion. And I'm guessing, and you and I have probably talked more on the radio than we've ever talked. You've had up all the time in person. We've talked more. Me having you on my shows, right? And the fact is that I'm thinking, and tell me if I'm wrong, but I'm thinking you're that way. I mean, good grief, right? I mean, and talk about Trump turning the table over. I mean, we take that, and it's like that's what you're told, and you're like, phooey on that. I mean, those are the things that matter. Those are the things that count. Sure, I'm a sports fan. Sure, I'm a Packer fan. I mean, I'm not happy to see Teddy Bridgewater hurt for the entire season. You want a competition. But nonetheless, I'm a Packer, Badger, Bucks, Brewers fan, and will be till the day I die. But, it just doesn't matter. After you win the championship, it's on to next year. And so I just think politics is competition that matters. And, the ideas of faith, I mean, I think Jesus is the way, truth, and life. And so I'm going to do all I can here or the other side of the world to persuade people. And if they get persuaded, to grow in that faith, to grow in that belief in God's grace.
Yeah, you really hit on it. It's one of these things where, I try not to be judgmental, okay, because we're told not to. And so for those who choose not to care about these issues, God bless them. But, I grew up in a home where we talked about faith, we talked about politics, and we talked about family. Those are the things. It wasn't, it wasn't a bumper sticker. It wasn't on a whiteboard at home. It's just what we did. And so it just seems to me that if you're a person who does believe that Jesus is your Lord and Savior and who takes Scripture as in the inerrant Word of God, I'm not sure how you can avoid trying to positively impact your community, and oftentimes how you can avoid interacting with these political issues. I mean, family issues, family values, abortion, foreign policy. I mean, these are issues that are literally pulled out of the lines of Scripture. And so at some point, I just think we have to be bold crusaders for Christ. And so again, you and your family, I mean, you are just showing, I guarantee you that the results of what you and your family are doing are not only those people that you are going to impact in Liberia, the lives you're going to change, the hearts you're going to expose to the love of Christ, and the souls that will be saved because Christ, you are able to bring people to the feet of Christ where they can choose to accept his salvation. But I guarantee you that there will be young men and women and families and couples across the Chippewa Valley, across West Central Wisconsin, who, as a result of you and your family's example of leadership, example of faith, will be doing things themselves. Ministries will be started as a result of you and your family saying in faith, in 100% faith, Lord, you have called us to do this. We don't know why, we don't know what, we don't know how, but we are going to pack up and move to Africa to serve you. And so I just, you are a ripple effect. You're the pebble falling into the water. And I cannot tell you how much admiration I have for you and your family.
Well, thank you, Brian. One more thing here, and then you've asked if you can wrap up our time in prayer, and I'd appreciate that. But I would just say that I remember my wife and I, probably the day I told her I loved her, and it was the Sunday right before Valentine's Day, 1998, February, and through the radio station and involvement here, and I'd spoken, filled church pulpits a variety of time, we had a chance. It was like a Wisconsin Farmers Union conference, and it was a Sunday, and they needed somebody, and so I don't remember exactly what we did, but we collaborated ministry-wise. And I was so excited after that, that as we drove to grab a little breakfast at the area Hardee's there on Claremont Avenue before going to church, I just kind of blurted out, I love you. And I wasn't really planning that, but you know, I'm an emotional guy who shoots from the hip, and there it was. And I think I may have even, like, you know, what do you say? After you say I love you, you don't say, well, I didn't mean that. But I mean, I mean it, but I was just so high on the chance. And so subsequently in these years, especially with Teamwork Africa, where we've gone north, south, east, west, our kids, I mean, probably far more, you know, different times, as much as possible, we get them to their home church, Fellowship Church in Chippewa Falls at Mycon Cinema, Sunday mornings at 10 with an adult Bible class at 9. But, and they have been blessed there being a part of the youth group. But the fact is that that's been an opportunity, and I feel like that's where the Lord's been at work in terms of using the radio opportunity and some of the awareness and the familiarity that, and then the Teamwork Africa message. Yes, born out of tragedy, born out of the death of a little boy through dirty drinking water. And then I got to tell you, again, God moving in my wife more than me. I mean, here, blockhead husband, I was more, this is my, to my shame, I thought, well, I mean, that's sad. We're going to adopt him and Michael, but that happens to kids in Africa. And I just admit that, okay? And if you never thought that before, God bless you. But I'm, you know, maybe you have, because I think we kind of do right off that continent. And so the fact is that my wife said that can't be the end of the story. A well, a school, and many, many other good things have happened. And now in 3 days, we take a jet plane and we go there for 9 months, our whole family. So,
well, and I mean, look, you know, I get what you're saying. It's just to him be the glory. This is not us. Not you, it's not, but I just, you know, one husband and father and an American to another, if you won't, you know, and rightly so, won't sing your own praises, I just wanted to do it a bit myself.
Yeah,
so,
no, I appreciate it. I'm just, you know, it's, I appreciate what God has done, is doing, will do, and encourage people to continue to check out the talk programming here, and as well as the offerings we have on our sister station, 103.7 FM, WWIB, and web.com. No, no, I think it's. I give her a lot of the credit for having that out of that broken heart. I've used the term adoption pregnant. My wife helped me see, listen, if you as a couple are adopting, not only do women get physically pregnant, they can get adoption pregnant. She was carrying that boy in a deeper place inside of her than I was. And so his death brought a deeper sadness and a willingness to try to do something that, listen, she wasn't, you know, Frederica fundraiser. I mean, that was something completely different. But God leads and God guides. So anyhow, no, I do appreciate your words and some of the listeners. And we're going to spend the final segments here just kind of sharing some of the way people have been sounding off today. But, yeah, Brian, if you close off our time today, let me just say thank you. Thank you for hanging out with me, talking a little bit of politics. 69 days till the election. And, yeah, if you close this off, I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Mark. You know, if anyone in the listening audience here, if you're a believer, and bow your head, Lord, we would just ask that you would be with Mark and his family, just that you would have a hedge of protection around them as they go to Africa, as they travel, and as they serve the people there, as they serve you, that they do what they do because of your word, because of what Scripture tells us of how we are to live. We are to live your will in our lives and your environment, that they would find friends, and that they would find peace and reward in serving you in that way. We just ask you to keep them safe physically and spiritually, that there would be an army of prayer warriors for the next 9 months and beyond, just praying for them, praying for their ministry, praying for the people that they serve. And we just thank you. We thank you for your salvation and the majesty of the truth that you have given us. We ask you to just please be with the Halversons, and we thank you for having let them be part of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
And hopefully we still will be through social media. And when we come back and visit next summer, June, July, and August. Brian, thank you so much for your friendship and the always sharpening conversation. Thank you.
Thank you, my friend. Be well.
All right. Thank you. Brian Westray, chair of the Republican Party, 3rd Congressional District. A good friend, good brother in the Lord, joining me here. Help him make it through this final show. All right. What you've had to say on Facebook and emails to mark@wogo.com. That coming up in the final 10 minutes together.
When you're thinking about a high-visibility, easy-to-find office space for your business, consider the Communication Center on Business Highway 53-124 across from Farm and Fleet. Right now, WWIBWOGO has space for rent with four private offices, conference room, and reception area. This first-floor, 2,000-square-foot office area has great access to Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Lake Halley, and it includes so much more. For details, call 715-723-1037 or go to WWIBWOGO.com. Or text the word rent to 77,000 for a link to our website.
Fourth and goal. You need one play. And for glass, you need one call.
Hello, Post Glass and Mirror.
Looking for commercial entrance doors or windows? Post Glass and Mirror. In need of a glass shower door? Post Glass and Mirror. Broken thermal panes, mirrors, or glass? Post Glass and Mirror. If your windshield takes a hit, their mobile auto glass replacement will keep your workday from stalling. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror or check us out online at postglassandmirror.com.
FM 103.1 AM 680 and WOGO.com. More on the way here. The final moments of the homepage before Dennis Prager takes to the air for 2 hours daily, starting tomorrow and Friday and continuing on throughout September. Fresh, new, creative signage definitely makes a difference from a business's image. Improve your current image. Image 360 in Altoona.
Menominee Street Dental of Eau Claire is now accepting new patients.
First impressions are lasting impressions, and your smile says a lot about you. It says you're happy, healthy, and confident. Hi, I'm Dr. Skip Van Gordon of Menominee Street Dental. We know that winning smiles take a lot more than just brushing and flossing. Lifelong dental health is also about nutrition, proper oral care, and healthy habits. Come on in, let's talk. We'll work on your smile together.
At Menominee Street Dental of Eau Claire, the most important smile to us is yours.
If we could plan accidents ahead of time, we'd be ready. But that's never the case. Say this name after me. Wasota Collision and Customs. Go ahead, say it. Wasota Collision and Customs. When an accident happens, it's your right to choose the repair facility. Make it Wasota Collision and Customs, a shop you can trust. They work with all insurance companies and will bring your vehicle back to life with their professional auto body experience, offering a lifetime warranty. Located just east of Lake Wasota on Highway X.
I sort of botched the Image 360 last time, even after 30 years in radio, so we're going to give them a redo. It's kind of like a mulligan on your golf course. Fresh, new, creative signage definitely makes a difference for a business's image. Improve yours. Contact Image 360 in Altoona today. Needing a lawnmower, motorcycle spark plug, or battery? See one of the Eau Claire or Lake Halley Auto Value stores. They've got what you need. All right. WOGO and lots of people chiming in on Facebook today and various reactions to this final day. Thanks to Caleb Swenson and Hillary posting on the WIB Facebook page today. It's Mark Halverson's last day. Please join us in showing our love for our friend and brother as he moves on to a new field of ministry with Teamwork Africa, flying out to Liberia with our whole family on Saturday. 101 likes on that. A sad face, but also lots of different responses. Sally Brenneman says, good luck, Mark. You'll be missed. Blessings to you on your next chapter in life. Terry Tompkins, saw her in church on Sunday at Chippewa Valley Bible Church. She says, I have not been looking forward to this day. She says, I'll miss Mark's voice on the air. He's helped me keep in the know for many years and has partnered with us in promoting several ideas to further the kingdom over the years. She and her husband, she says, appreciate how my wife and I, appreciates us. She said, may God bless their family as they go on this exciting adventure, and I've responded to her. Tony, a friend, gotten to know him through our Brothers in Brokenness group from Elk Mound, says, God's blessings. Says, Wib, without your voice will be a daily reminder of a family that's heeding the call to do God's work that may be challenging at times. Well, you know, people have different responses on when they're going to pray for us. My friend Bob Linder, I had lunch with yesterday from Rice Lake. He's just the best. And he says, we kind of said as we parted, it's like, every time Jordy catches a pass, pray for me. Others have said, hey, when we think of, when it comes to mind that, hey, Mark's not in the air, pray for me. That'd be awesome. Welcome that. Karen Stutzman says, God bless you and Peggy as you make this giant leap. You'll be missed tremendously. Debbie Audorf weighing in from San Antonio says, Roger and I are proud of you, Mark. They went and served for 20 years in Mexico. They left Wibwogo where they were working here as a husband and wife. And she says, this is the beginning of a great adventure for God. Eve Gurwi saw her over the weekend, and she said that she had said, this is something, and they just got back. She and her husband, John, just got back from 2 weeks in Kenya and 2 weeks in Uganda. They're from Congo. And what she said is, she said, you do something like this. She said, you're doing this for God. This is for God. And I'm like, that's a great answer. And when people say, are you excited? Are you scared? Are you nervous? You know what? We're doing this for God. So there we go. But the thing is, we used to have this up early in our marriage. We rented a house in Elk Mound. And our landlady, we saw Barb Schumacher. She came to our Teamwork Africa celebration recently, back in April. And so it was great to see her then. I don't know if we'll see her before we get out of Dodge. But the fact is that I remember staying there. And we had this quote from Chuck Swindoll's Grace Awakening book. And so I was kind of careful about talking what I do for God. Because, listen, Chuck Swindoll said memorably in that wonderful book, The Grace Awakening, maybe his bestseller of all time of all the books. And he said that the greatest heresy is when we talk more about what we do for God than what he does for us. So I don't want to be caught there. So I kind of like Eve's answer about, you know, I'm doing this for God. On the other hand, I'm like, may it always be said of me that I talk more about what God does for me than what I would ever do for him. But the privilege and the opportunity is that we're not only saved by grace through faith, right? Lest any man should boast. It's not by your good works, but it's the free gift of God. But then Ephesians 2:10, that we're God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus. One man, I was going back through some old front page programs, cassette tapes, this guy, Dudley Hall. I remember interviewing him. Boy, so many interviews over the years. And he had a book called Grace Works. Yeah, that's what your works are. In the faith, they're grace works. You know, it's not to get to God, but as a result, now God is driving the engine. Now it's motivated from salvation. That's it. Not hoping that somehow I'll be chosen, but because you are chosen, because you are, you know, a royal nation, a holy priesthood. You know, John 1:12 says, to as many as receive him, to those who call on his name, God gives them the right to become children of God. And 1 John 3:1 says, how great is the love the Father has lavished upon us that we might be called children of God. And that is what you are. Stacy weighs in and she says, bless you, Mark. What an amazing calling your family's embarking on, filled with joy as God calls his people to amazing missions. But feels so weird and really sad to think of you not being on the radio anymore. We're losing our routine, not listening to your awesome, thoughtful, professional talents on the air. We'll miss that immensely. God's grace and fruit on your adventure. And Elizabeth says, sending love and prayers for you and your beautiful family. You've been a special part of the radio ministry for so many years. So thankful for your heart for ministry in Africa. May you be blessed in your new adventures. Again, I was really glad in the last hour we were able to get on a friend of my wife's since college, Janelle Solberg, as Janelle was able to share something she'd written and given to Peggy, my wife of almost 18 years recently, which was just that even in college, she said the Peggy Leckler then that she knew was somebody who wanted to change the world one person at a time. And that passion and that intensity hasn't changed. In fact, I would say it's probably only deepened. All right. Some final thoughts just ahead. WDOGO.
Fourth and goal. You need one play. And for Glass, you need one call.
Hello, Post Glass and Mirror.
Looking for commercial entrance doors or windows? Post Glass and Mirror. In need of a glass shower door? Post Glass and Mirror. Broken thermal panes, mirrors, or glass? Post Glass and Mirror. If your windshield takes a hit, their mobile auto glass replacement will keep your workday from stalling. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror or check us out online at postglassandmirror.com.
Has it been one of those days?
Mom, I can't reach the... Oops.
Bowser, no! Not in the house!
And when you turn your back on dinner for one moment, give yourself a break tonight. Go to Lynn's. Kids eat free on Tuesdays, and on Sundays, everyone gets a free scoop of Cedar Crest ice cream with their meal. Home cooking from family recipes, Lynn's Chatterbox Cafe, South Hastings Way, Eau Claire.
Advertise on News Talk Sports 680. Call 723-1037.
Rochelle Electric in Chippewa Falls is proud to support Chi-High and McDonald football and wishes them the best of luck this season. Just like the offensive and defensive lines are the backbone of any football team, the wiring is the backbone of your business. Licensed, bonded, and insured, Rochelle Electric is your commercial and industrial electrical solution. Call 723-2881. That's 723-2881. Rochelle Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back your Cardinals and Mets.
Ever feel like your life is out of balance? What about your car? Does it shake and vibrate like you're riding on a rumble strip? Come to Joe Ricky Tire in Rice Lake. Joe Ricky Tire's technicians will balance your tires and check your brakes and suspension to find the problem. They'll get you heading down the road again, smooth and straight. If your life is out of balance, take it to the Lord. If your car is out of balance, take it to Joe Ricky Tire on South Main, Rice Lake.
All right, we're into the final stretch here. The final bumper coming back from commercial, 3.5 minutes on the clock, and the final 3.5 minutes of talk radio. For yours truly on FM 103.1 AM 680 and WOGO.com. Now, I did a little talk radio in Africa. One of my visits, I think it was 2012, that it goes by in a hurry. But I went with a team, including a lawyer from Illinois and Pastor Perry Paul Nassik and John Thornton and Dr. Joe Williams from Sacred Heart Hospital. And I was joining a couple of other guys, my friends Peter and Matthew, and we were on a show called Focus on Religion. So people ask me, oh, what about over there? What about doing? Yeah, I'm open to it. I'm open to doing a podcast. We'll see. I'm open to doing radio. I probably would be more interested in starting, could I do a weekly show of some way in. What does that cost? So we'll look into that. For those of you who have visited and have contributed towards the generator they were advertising, they were raising funds for, my wife told me just today, she spoke with some of our team members in Liberia. And in this area, we're going to live in Lower Johnsonville, outside of Monrovia. Again, I've never lived so close to a city, more than a million people, as I'm about to. And a lot of desperation. I mean, that's what struck me when I was there for more than a week in November last year. It was desperation. But so the generator they've got, they've looked at to step it up. And so they got one, they bargained it down from $3,100 to $2,900. And the cables for it, because it's a very noisy one, but that it's be about $600 for all of that. So about $3,500. But those proceeds have been continuing to come in. So we've got the money to cover it. And so again, I'm just going to say thanks. Thank you to you for listening, as whether on the radio or in a Saturday morning men's group that in my absence is going to continue on the lower level of WWIB and WOGO Saturday mornings. It's going to continue saying bring your good, your bad, and your ugly, and that where there's pretense, there's no spiritual growth. And so we're going to they're going to continue to meet. But thank you to Terry Stewart and Greg Stewart for being my bosses and giving me this wonderful privilege and opportunity over the years. Terry, for deciding several years back that, Mark, I think you're ready to handle a second daily hour of live local talk from Stewards of Sound Incorporated. And, you know, he kind of left it open. What are you going to do? We didn't call it the Mark Halverson Show, but homepage. And continued with that same theme of current events, controversy, courageous living from a Chippewa Valley perspective, following the example in the previous hour on the 100,000 watt Christian FM of pursuing that from a Christian perspective. Listen, the bottom line in life is you're born, and then the most important thing that happens after that is that you get born again. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you need to read John chapter 3 in the Bible. Nicodemus comes to Jesus at night and talks to him about this whole born again thing. And Jesus says, flesh gives birth to flesh, spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying you must be born again. Most important thing, take care of that, all right? Today's the day of salvation. Thanks for listening. Podcast at wogo.com. God bless. Friday.